The Bills destined to take Tom Brady's spot at the top of the AFC East. How will Joe Burrow fare in a really, really tough division? And with all the weapons on Tampa Bay's offense, how will they share the wealth? All that and more on episode number 23 of the Lunch Table Talk podcast. Honestly, I don't have much to say before hopping into this episode. Should be an interesting one. Probably a long one at that. Hopefully I don't ramble about my Washington football team for too long. But yeah, we're just going to be going over every team, giving my thoughts about them, giving out record predictions, standing predictions, and finally I'll give you the playoff picture at the end of it. But you're going to have to wait till next episode to hear the how the playoff bracket pans out. So, that being said, let's go ahead and start with the AFC East. And coming in last at the AFC East, I do have the New York Jets coming in at a record at 4-12. They have Sam Darnold at quarterback. I do think he is a little too young to make big moves in the AFC East, even though it's not that difficult of a division. But I still think he's a little bit too young. Still 24, I believe. But yeah, I mean, he's a good player for sure. They just didn't really give him too many weapons to deal with out there. They have Jameson Crowder, who, as their one, so I don't really know how that's going to work out. He wasn't amazing in Washington, but he has shown signs of good play in New York, along with they have Breshad Perriman, and then they drafted Denzel Mims. He's a speedster, so maybe he'll do something this year. On the O-line, they drafted Mekhi Becton with their first overall pick. The guy's an absolute beast. So hopefully he can help out Le'Veon Bell and maybe winning comeback player of the year. And on defense, they obviously did get rid of Jamal Adams. That was the main focal point of the defense for the New York Jets. They shipped him off, got Bradley McDougal. Now is their starting strong safety and a few picks that they'll have to use this year. So we don't know how that trade's going to work out. Until all the picks are selected and the end of this year. On the D-line, statistically, apparently they were the number one, or not the number one, but they were one of the best D-lines last year. But when I watched them on TV and highlights and everything, I didn't really see that. I know they have Quinn Williams, who hasn't been the best. I don't think he's getting any sort of suspension. I think he had something with whether he had a gun on him or drugs or something like that. I don't remember, but I know he avoided suspension for that. CJ Mosley did opt out, so that's going to be a rough hit to that linebacker core. Now they have Avery Williamson and Blake Cashman, so I don't know how that's going to work out. They have Patrick Onwuasor as well at the linebacker position for Baltimore. He was pretty good with them. Shockingly, despite losing Jamal, I actually do like I still do like their secondary. Bradley McDougal, Pierre Desir, Marcus May, and Bryce Hall. They had Bryce Hall back there, but they put him at linebacker, so I don't really know how that's going to work out. And Brian Poole as well. So I really do like this the corners and the safeties they have back there in New York, despite losing Jamal. Obviously, with Jamal, it'd be a lot better, but I don't know. I still like the corners and safeties out there on the Jets squad. But nevertheless, I have them coming in last in the AFC East. Coming in third place in the AFC East, I have the Miami Dolphins finishing with a 6-10 record and finishing in third. The quarterback position for them is going to be a little interesting. Obviously, they drafted Tua Tagovailoa with their first overall pick, but he was not named the starter. Ryan Fitzpatrick was actually named the week one starter for today. Not sure who they play in week one, but that'll be interesting how Fitzpatrick does with Tua. With knowing the fact that Tua could easily take over his spot, I heard Tua was great in training camp. So we'll have to see what he does. I think Tua will come in around week 6 or 7, maybe in 5 if his production is well. But I can see him coming in quite soon, and he certainly has weapons to deal with. They did pick up Jordan Howard and Matt Breida at the running back spot, and their wide receivers are pretty good as well. They have Devontae Parker, Preston Williams, who was underrated. He did get hurt last season, but he was very, very good in the time that he did play. And obviously Devontae Parker kind of broke out last year. So we'll have to see what he does. And they have a solid tight end in Mike Gesicki, who didn't really get the chance to show off these last two seasons, but I think he's an all right tight end. On the O-line, they drafted Austin Jackson, and they have Eric Flowers, who was really good for Washington last season. So, but other than those two, they don't really have much. And on defense, I do like parts of their D-line. I like Devon Godshaw and Christian Wilkins. But other than that, not too much on the defensive side. They obviously did add Byron Jones. They have Xavien Howard. They added Kyle Van Noy. They added Shaq Lawson. So those are their additions. And then they have... oh, man. This might be difficult to pronounce. But their final first-round draft pick, they took... I think it was with the 30th pick. The kid out of... I want to say TCU. Noah Igbinog and something like that. But, He's named the nickel corner starter for them on this website, so I don't know. Could be interesting. They only had two players opt out, and that was Alan Hearns and Albert Wilson, so, I mean, that's not too big of a hit to that to them. But other than that, I am looking forward to Tua. If he does start this season, you best believe I'll be watching that game. It should be a fun one to watch. To his first start in the NFL. It'll be interesting to see if he ends up facing either Joe Burrow or Herbert this season, or maybe one of the other big quarterbacks, like Wentz or Rodgers goes down, might be facing him. I didn't look too much into the schedules other than making picks, so I'm not really sure who they face this season. But with that being said, I have Miami finishing third in the AFC East with a 6-10 record. Coming in second, I have the New England Patriots coming in with a record at 7-9. They obviously have a brand new quarterback in Cam Newton. The spotlight certainly stand on New England, whether Tom Brady left or not. So, and they did have a lot of players opt out, I must say, including Patrick Chung, Dante Hightower, Marcus Cannon. Those are the big names that opted out. The other ones, Marquise Lee, didn't really do much since the one season in Jacksonville where he was okay, and then a tight end that they had opted out as well, and then some just backups. But yeah, Cam Newton, I'm not sure how he's going to do back there. Obviously, we're going to get to see him a lot because, I mean, still the Patriots, they're still a good team, and the media is going to want to look, it's Cam Newton. He's starting for a team after being hurt pretty much all of last season. But they didn't really give him many weapons to work with. I mean, he still has Julian Edelman, but other than that, not really too much to look forward to. And Kill Harry is okay, as long as he still stays healthy. And like I said, they had guys depart in free agency, traded some. And then Dante Hightower opted out on defense. So you're probably not going to be seeing the same defense as you did last year, for sure. But they still have very good guys back there, like the defensive player of the year last year, Stephon Gilmore. They have Devin McCourty, Kyle Duggar, their second-round draft pick, who I think is going to be pretty good, along with Jason McCourty, the twin of Devin, of course, Chase Winovich. And on the D-line, they don't really have much. They drafted Josh Uche, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. So maybe he'll do something this season. But other than that, I don't know. I think they're just going to be an okay team. Nothing too much to look forward to, if I'm being completely honest. But yeah, right now on the team, they don't have a kicker listed. So that's probably... I know Steven Gostkowski signed somewhere, so it's not like he just didn't want to play or was opted out or anything. They did get rid of him. And then Nick Folk, he's on the practice squad for them, so I don't really know who they're going to sign for that. They'll probably make some roster move and get rid of get rid of one of these backups and bring up Nick Folk. So, yeah. Patriots, I think they'll finish around either 7-9, 8-8, or 9-7, somewhere in that range. I just think they're going to be okay. Yeah, I just don't know how Cam Newton's going to do with his new system. Apparently he's done well so far, so we'll see. And then coming in first, making the playoffs, in the AFC East, winning, I have the Buffalo Bills, and finishing at a record at 10-6. I really like everything about this team, offense, defense, all around, really. Even their backups, really. Zach Moss, Jake Fromm, they have some okay guys to back up the big name positions if they need to. So, they obviously have Josh Allen, who, watch out, Dark Horse MVP candidate. Shout out Toby for that one. I know he'll like to hear that. But, yeah, he absolutely hates Josh Allen. Don't know why. It's probably because I talk about him too much. But I really do like Josh Allen. I hope he worked on his accuracy issues this year, because he has weapons now. He has Diggs, John Brown, who he had last season, Cole Beasley, who's just kind of there as a slot guy. But, and they have Devin Singletary as well, who I think will be pretty solid. And Zach Moss to back him up. And then TJ Yeldon, who was okay with Jacksonville. Never really did too much, but he was always a solid guy if need be. I like where Devin Singletary is this season. I think he'll be pretty good. Probably break over 1,000 yards. Especially with this O-line, Deion Dawkins, Quentin Spain, Mitch Morse, all them guys. They didn't. No big names for the Bills to opt out on offense or defense, so they're pretty much set with the lineup that they had. On defense, they don't really have a solid cornerback, too. I mean, they picked up Josh Norman, and they have Levi Wallace listed as a second option. Well, I think they should definitely start Levi Wallace over Josh Norman. I don't think Norman can play anymore. He was just not good last season at all for Washington. Greg Ward burnt him when we played the Eagles for the second time. It was not a pretty sight. And obviously they have Trey White, who could win Defensive Player of the Year. They have Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, and obviously Levi Wallace, who I'd like to start. But that corner duo and that safety duo, they're very good. On the D-line, they have Trent Murphy. They drafted AJ Epenesa from Iowa. They have Jerry Hughes, Mario Addison, who I think will be okay. But their D-tackles aren't too great. Ed Oliver was meh last season, especially as a first-rounder. You'd expect a little more. But he was still okay, and the linebackers are also okay. Tremaine Edmonds is probably their best. And they have a rookie kicker, so I'm not sure how he'll do. Next division. What's the next division for you should do? Let's move on to the AFC North. Okay. Coming in last in the AFC North, I have the Cincinnati Bengals, finishing with a record at 4-12. So, Joe Burrow brought in, obviously, first round, first overall, first team off the board, first player off the board. He has weapons to throw to. AJ Green, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, Joe Mixon. So, there's no doubt about that. But the big issue is the O-line. If you are on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or anything like that, you and are an NFL fan, you should have seen the clip of the entire Bengals D-line running after Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow had to throw the ball out of bounds because the O-line didn't block anything for him. And you just see six monster humans running after Joe Burrow. Obviously, he's not injured, thank gosh. But, I mean, that's scary, especially if your backup is Ryan Finley and you spent a first overall first round pick on Joe Burrow. You want him to stay healthy. You want him playing 16 games. You want him to be able to complete passes to the trio of wide receivers that you have are very good. But the O-line is just not good at all. The defense also isn't amazing. Carlos Dunlap and Geno Atkins are like the staples of that thing. They've been good for plenty of years. But the safeties and the corners, not too good. Jesse Bates, I do like him, along with Trey Waynes. Those two are pretty okay. William Jackson showed signs of okayness, if that's the word. But you're going to want Jesse Bates to start alongside Trey Waynes. They have Mackenzie Alexander starting at corner. I would rather have Trey Waynes there, but that's just me. So, moving on to the next team. Coming in third in the AFC North, I have the Browns from Cleveland. Maybe they'll make the playoffs. Gotta wait till the next episode. Actually, no. I'll reveal who makes the playoffs in this episode. But you gotta watch. You gotta make sure you listen to the next episode. Okay. What an interesting team the Browns are, right? I mean, they have so much talent on the whole squad. Baker Mayfield. I mean, that's what it boils down to. It's Baker Mayfield. He's gotta figure something out. Interception issues, completion issues, I'm not sure what it was. Because he certainly has the weapons to do it. I'd say top five running back, top probably the best running back duo in Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Top three fullback in Andy Yanovich. Two top 20 wide receivers in Odell and Jarvis Landry. A very good offensive line. Probably the best tight end trio in the league in Austin Hooper, David Njoku, and Harrison Bryant. And it just all boils down to whether Baker can figure out his issues that he had last season. Because, I mean, the Browns were like getting publicity for the first time in a long time last year. So it was kind of strange, kind of came out of nowhere. They made so many moves, and it all boils down to whether Mayfield can do what he did in college and lead this Browns team to victory. I mean, the O-line is stacked. They drafted Jedrick Wills, and that was the missing piece to finish off that line, which is already very, very good without him. They still have Joel Batonio, J.C. Treader, and Jack Conklin, who they acquired from Tennessee last year. So, yeah, fifth time saying it, Baker Mayfield, it's all on you, man. On the defensive side, they have Myles Garrett, obviously, one of the best defensive ends in the league, for sure. Just got to stay out of trouble. You know what happened last season. They have Sheldon Richardson, Olivier Vernon. Olivier Vernon, I think he was like not good last season, but he's still a name that can show up occasionally. He's okay. They have Denzel Ward, Carl Joseph, Greedy Williams at corner, and then Denzel Ward obviously as the other corner. So pretty good corners. Safeties, not so much. Carl Joseph is okay. Sendejo he's not very good. But yeah. I think this team is good enough to make the playoffs. I hope they make the playoffs, if I'm being honest with you. Even if it is a 7 seed, who cares? Playoffs are playoffs, and they're probably gonna, if they lose the first round, so be it. I'd just be happy if they made the playoffs. You can't expect the Browns to beat the Ravens in the playoffs. That's tough. So, moving on from the Browns, headed over to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I have them finishing... Oh, wait. I don't think I said in the Cleveland's record. Cleveland's record, I have them finishing at 9-7. So, Pittsburgh record, I have them finishing at 11-5. Kind of bold, I know. But I'm excited about this Pittsburgh defense especially. Nobody opted out from the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is great for them. They don't have to change anything up. Obviously, Ben Roethlisberger is coming back, a top comeback player of the year candidate for them. And then he has weapons to throw to: Juju Smith-Schuster, James Washington, Chase Claypool, and Deontay Johnson. I see a lot of people are high on Deontay Johnson this season. As a number two wide receiver on the Steelers, Chase Claypool, obviously, very, very good. out of Notre Dame, their second overall, or their second round draft pick. They have pretty good running backs as well. James Conner, Benny Snell, Jalen Samuel, and Anthony McFarland are all can start if need be. They have Samuels over McFarland in this on rlads.com with the NFL depth charts, but I would put Anthony McFarland over Samuels. But I'm not here to argue which player should be their third string running back. Eric Ebron at tight end, followed by Vance McDonald. I mean, that's okay. Eric Ebron had one good season with Indianapolis when he went to the Pro Bowl, which was deserved, actually. And obviously, they have a very, very good offensive line. But the main focal point of the Steelers is the defense. There's not really a bad starter on that team, if I'm being completely honest. Except Carlos Davis. He's a rookie. He might not do amazing, but that's okay because they have players to pick up the slack, I guess. Cameron Hayward just got him his extension today. Steven Tuitt, great player. TJ Watt, possible defensive player of the year. Look out for next episode. Devin Bush, one of the best rookies last season. Bud Dupree, very, very solid. Joe Hayden, Minka, Terrell Edmonds, Steven Nelson. All very, very good corners. Minka, dark horse, defensive player of the year. Steven Nelson, very, very underrated corner. One of the best in the league, I believe. I'm a big fan of this Steelers defense. I drafted them in fantasy on two of my leagues. On the topic of fantasy, let me know if you want me to show off my fantasy teams, because I like them where they're at right now. Not too bad. But yeah, that's going to wrap up the Steelers. Steelers finish with a record of 11-5 and second in the AFC North. And that means winning the AFC North, I have the Baltimore Ravens. No one opted out for them. People opted out, but no like big names like Matt Skura or something like that. Big name, I know. But Lamar Jackson, I don't understand the hate. I'm a big fan of Lamar, and I just can't. I don't understand where the hate comes from. Obviously, he has lost two playoff games, but so many great quarterbacks have also lost more than that. And rookies, you can't expect him to lead to the Super Bowl in his second season. And his rookie season. His rookie season, he was just kind of thrown in there, and they adapted well. But, you can't expect a rookie to lead you to the playoffs. I'm surprised that the Ravens even made the playoffs that one season, 2 years back when Lamar was a rookie with Flacco going down. But that's all right. Lamar Jackson probably finished second or third, maybe fourth in the MVP voting. But look out, he could win it. I wouldn't be surprised by whatsoever. They have plenty of weapons on the team. Receivers kind of meh, but their running backs are really good. The duo of Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins should be very, very good. They have two rookie wide receivers this year, Devin Duvernay. I don't know. I had him listed as my, I think he was a fourth-round draft pick, and I had him, if you listen to my draft review episode, I had him listed as my least favorite, least favorite fourth-round draft pick. Just based on the situation, he's just another under sub 6 foot fast receiver that even though the Ravens already have three or four of those same exact guys, they don't really have any big targets to throw to them that are good at least. The line is very good as well. I like this line, especially the tackles. Orlando Brown, Ryan Stanley, very good. DJ Fluker is going to start, for them, because Marshall Yanda did retire last season. And on defensive side, watch out for Marlon Humphrey, one of my dark horse defensive player of the year candidates. Chuck Clark's going to step in for Earl Thomas, be that starting strong safety for them. The safeties are kind of rough without Earl Thomas there. Deshaun Elliott, Chuck Clark. But I think Chuck Clark is going to be okay. One of my good friends, he was telling me that Chuck Clark has done well in training camp and should fill in just nicely for Earl Thomas. So I'm interested to see how he does there. Marcus Peters, Marlon Humphrey, obviously a very, very good duo. On the line, they added Calais Campbell. They still have Brandon Williams. They added Derek Wolfe. He's a little old, so I'm not sure how great he's going to do, but Calais should do just fine there. In the linebackers, they definitely upgraded Patrick Queen, Tyus Bowser, Matt Judon, Jalen Ferguson, Pearl McPhee. All can start. All would start on most teams. And then, obviously, one of the best special teams duo in the league. And Justin Tucker and Sam Cook. But Sam Cook doesn't seem like he was used too much last season just because the offense was so lethal there in Baltimore. So, looking forward to watch the Ravens win the AFC North this season, back-to-back seasons. So, on to the AFC South now. Coming last with the worst record in the league, I'm sorry. But, Jacksonville fans, what are you doing? Jacksonville, I have them finishing at 1 win, 15 losses, I know. Pretty brutal. But, I mean, there's not a lot to like about Jacksonville, I must say. Leonard Fournette. But, I mean, that's a little gone now. He's with Tampa. But I guess Gardner Minshew was pretty good last season. I mean, he was okay for a rookie. I'm not expecting greatness out of him. But who's he going to throw to? I mean, DJ Chark was okay last season, but he was nothing like, I mean, he's borderline top 20. But other than DJ Chark, they literally have nobody. Tyler Eifert's not going to be your number one tight end. He can't stay healthy to save his life. The line, Andrew Norwell was good with Carolina, but he's absolutely trash with Jacksonville. Cam Robinson was okay. Probably better than Norwell now, for being honest. Jawan Taylor was okay as well. And then on defense is better, definitely better than the offense. They have C.J. Henderson, who they did draft 9th overall last season, or this season, I should say. I wasn't huge on him. I wasn't huge on C.J. coming in this season, just definitely, especially in the Jacksonville, where they expect him to be the number one guy because they don't have anybody else back there. Their linebackers are actually pretty good. They have Kalamon Chaisson, Miles Jack, Joe Schobert. Kalamon Chaisson could be a dark horse rookie of the year on the defensive side, so look out for him. And Josh Allen was very, very good, but other than Josh Allen on the D-line, they have pretty much nothing. So yeah, there are some okay players there in Jacksonville. It's just the matter of moving the ball down the field on offense, which I think is going to be a difficult task for them this season. On to third place, and coming in third in the AFC South, I have the Houston Texans finishing with a record of 6-10. Being honest, I love Deshaun Watson. I don't love the, especially the coach, but I just don't like the system he's in. The wide receivers, they got rid of the best wide receiver, one of the best wide receivers, sorry, in the league, and DeAndre Hopkins. They got back David Johnson and some either scrubs or picks. I'm not really sure. Late picks, for sure. They have Brandon Cooks, Will Fuller, but that's not who you're going to want starting as your number one, especially when you had DeAndre last season. It's going to be an interesting, transition. And then David Johnson, hopefully he can stay healthy. I'm not sure if he's going to, though. I want to see some 2016 David Johnson come back for this Texans this season. On defense, J.J. Watt, if you can stay healthy, you're good. If you get hurt again, you're going to become one of the most overrated players in NFL history. Don't quote me. Actually, yeah, feel free to quote me on that. Their linebackers, Zach Cunningham is the only one I'm excited about I think he'll be pretty solid. And on the cornerbacks, not really much to look forward to. Justin Reed and is probably one of their best. Gerrion Conley was also solid last season. Not too many rookies to look forward to either. The only one I would say would be Ross Blacklock, but that's really the only one. So yeah, short and sweet. Texans not going to do too great this season. And coming in third in the AFC South with a record at 500-8-8, I have the Indianapolis Colts. They added Philip Rivers and his 12 kids to the lineup this season. So I'm interested to see how Philip Rivers is going to do, especially in the system where he's been with Los Angeles / San Diego his whole career. So I'm interested to see how he's going to do back there. If he's obviously not throwing as much, which is okay because the Colts do have one of the best running back tandems in the league, I think. Marlon Mack, Jonathan Taylor. I think Jonathan Taylor could definitely win Rookie of the Year this season. Wouldn't be surprised at all, especially with the Colts offensive line. Anthony Costanzo, Quentin Nelson, Ryan Kelly, Braden Smith. Those are the four. Four very solid linemen, and they're only missing another guard. But that's not too much of a worry. As long as you have four guys. I mean, the four guys there are all potential Pro Bowlers this season. So I'm not too worried about that. Not too worried about the O-line as long as they can stay healthy. Quentin Nelson, one of the best in the league, for sure. They drafted Michael Pittman, who I think will be a pretty solid wide receiver. He might actually, I don't know. It depends who Philip Rivers throws to. I think T.Y. Hilton is similar to Keenan Allen, so I think T.Y. is going to remain the number one. So, and then Pittman slots in at the two, Paris Campbell at three. I think that's probably the best options for them. And on defense, they added DeForest Buckner, one of the best defensive tackles in the league. I think he'll wreak havoc on the offensive linemen of the AFC South. Should be no problem. They added Xavier Rhodes, and he's going to start, which is kind of worrying just because he was statistically the worst corner last season. So I'm not sure. But yeah, there's not a lot of players to that make me say, wow, he's going to have a breakout season this year. Especially in the secondary. Xavier Rhodes, no. Malik Hooker, no. Kenny Moore, no. Rock Ya-Sin, no. Yeah, I don't know. It's just not looking amazing, especially in the secondary department. Linebackers, though, pretty good. Darius Leonard, Anthony Walker, Bobby Okoro. I think they're all very, very good.
I'm going to butcher his last name.
Bobby Okereke. I'm going to have to definitely look up a pronunciation for his name when I finish recording this, because I want to spread the wealth, because I think he'll be very, very good this season. Anthony Walker, underrated his entire career, and Darius Leonard, obviously, a freaking beast. Dark horse, defensive player of the year candidate. They have a rookie kicker, so that should be interesting. Other than that, not too much to say about Indianapolis. After Andrew Luck left, they've kind of just been an okay team. 500, I mean, yeah, not all to say. No one really opted out for them either, so that's okay. But yeah, tight ends, meh. Corner safeties, not good. And winning, that means winning the AFC South by one game. I have the Tennessee Titans finishing with a record at 9-7. Tannehill got his big contract this season to hand off the ball to Derrick Henry. Titans fans, don't come at me. I know he throws the ball. But, I mean, come on. That was the offense was filtered through your pretty good O-line and Derrick Henry every game. So, not to say that they don't have good, not to say that he doesn't have a good throwing ability, because he definitely does, and he has good receivers to throw to, A.J. Brown, Corey Davis, but I feel like A.J. Brown is just going to turn into, like, one of those guys who's like borderline top 20 his entire career, like kind of like a DJ Chark, or like at the ceiling I'd put him as at a Jarvis, which isn't bad at all, but as a floor I'd put him at like a Marquise Lee type of guy. But I think he'll finish his career as like a DJ Chark type player, just okay. That's where Derrick Henry comes in. Derrick Henry, I don't know. It's hard to say because you can't filter an offense through one running back. It's going to get beat up. And they lost Taylor Lewan. Actually, no, they didn't. Who's the other guy they lost? Jack Conklin. They lost Jack Conklin. So that's going to be rough for them. They have Roger Saffold and Lewan Taylor, or Taylor Lewan, sorry, on the left side, but on the right side, it's not looking too great. On the defensive side, they added Jadeveon Clowney, like, yesterday, I'm pretty sure. They have Vic Beasley, Adoree Jackson, Kenny Vaccaro, Malcolm Butler, Kevin Byard. So I do like where their secondary is at, and whether they slot Jadeveon at either, like, on the D-line or in the linebacker core, wherever, I'm sure he'll do just fine. And Jayon Brown and Rashad Evans, also two pretty solid linebackers. If you don't know who either of those are, definitely look it up. Harold Landry as well. Forgot to mention him. Pretty solid. But the D-line isn't looking great, so maybe slot Jadeveon on the line rather than the linebacker core. But other than that, not too much to say. Also, brand new kicker for whole Tennessee, Steven Gostkowski. So I'm sure he'll do just fine there. Maybe he needs a little change of scenery after spending however long in New England land. So that wraps up the AFC South. Finishing off the last final division in the AFC, we have the AFC West. Finishing last in the AFC West, I have the Los Angeles Chargers, finishing with a record at 3-13. I was never too high on Justin Herbert. I don't know what is about him. Obviously, he has Keenan to throw to, and they have Austin Eckler as a pass catcher and a running back there. So I'm not sure how they're going to do, really. I mean, he's a rookie, so I don't really know how it's gonna play out. They have okay guys. Yeah, like I said, they have okay guys to like throw to. They have Keenan, Hunter Henry, Austin Eckler as a pass catcher, but other than that, not too much. Their O-line is meh at best. It's just like pretty average, I'd say. They also have Mike Williams to throw to, so I think he'll be okay. KJ Hill as well, rookie, just really fast. Routes are pretty good as well. The line, like I said, it's okay. They have Mike Pouncey and Brian Bulaga, but besides that, nothing really to get excited about. Derwin James, man, he got hurt again. So sad to see, because when he's on the field, he's an absolute baller, and he's so darn good, and it sucks to see him get hurt for the third year in a row. But they do have Kenneth Murray at linebacker, who they just drafted. I think he'll be pretty solid. They're hoping Nasir Adderley can live up to the first-round draft pick that they took him with, late first round in 2019. So hopefully he does good. I'm not sure, though. I mean, it's going to be hard to fill in the shoes of Derwin James. In the cornerback position, they have Kaiser White starting over Desmond King. Actually, no, Kaiser White's a freaking linebacker. What am I saying? They have Chris Harris starting over Desmond King, which I wouldn't do that. I'd have Desmond King starting over Chris Harris. I love Desmond King. And they obviously have Casey Hayward as their one, who's very, very solid as well. D-line, Joey Bosa, Linval, good there. Linebackers, Kenneth Murray, Melvin Ingram, they're definitely their best two. Other than those two on the linebacker core, nothing to get really excited about. Drew, what's his name? Drew Tranquil. Not sure how to pronounce it. I could have sworn he was a rookie, but I guess he's not. But I don't know. I don't think Herbert's gonna do amazing. He's not even starting right now. Tyrod Taylor is, and we haven't seen Tyrod Taylor play for a minute, so I'm not sure. They had no one opt out, so maybe that'll definitely help. But yeah, 13-3. They got a tough division to deal with. So yeah, I have them finishing last in the AFC West. And coming in third in the AFC West, I have the Raiders. Can't say Oakland anymore. Welcome to Las Vegas. That's where the Super Bowl is going to be this year, so look forward to that. We'll be able to see the stadium in action. So yeah, it's kind of exciting. Derek Carr, he's been okay his whole career. Remember that one season where he was like kind of an MVP candidate? Yeah, that was fun. Josh Jacobs, big fan of Josh Jacobs. Also big fan of Darren Waller and Henry Ruggs and Bryan Edwards and Hunter Renfrow. I like their receiving core. It doesn't like jump off the screen like maybe the Chiefs or the Broncos or the Browns, but I do like this receiving core. I think teams are going to underrate them. They added Nelson Aguilar, which is kind of scary, but yeah, these three starters I do like. Along with the line is okay. Colton Miller, if he can stay healthy, is okay. Richie Incognito, he's kind of old now, so he's slowing down. Rodney Hudson, same with him. Gabe Jackson, pretty good as well. And on the defensive side, I don't know. It's just kind of like a bunch of guys that are like okay. Jonathan Abram, if he can stay healthy. Nick Kwiatkowski and Corey Littleton, they did add, who I think are two of the more underrated additions from this season, from this offseason. Clinton Farrell was good last season, they took him too early. They should have just traded back. Yeah, they took him too early at fourth overall. But, I mean, he's still a good player. Just could have waited a little bit. Max Crosby, I believe he may have COVID-19. But hopefully he's able to play this season. Jonathan Hankins is meh. And they reached again in this year's draft with Damon Arnett. So I don't know what they're going to do at corner. Trayvon Mullen, he's pretty good. Oh, Amik Robertson. Big fan of him. I think he'll do very, very good this season. He's from, Louisiana Tech. He's out of Louisiana Tech. And I think he'll do very good this season. So look out for him. He'll probably take over. Maybe they can throw him at safety to pair with Jonathan Abram. I'd like to see that. But other than that, Las Vegas Raiders finishing with a record at 7-9 in the AFC West. So coming in at in second place, I have the Denver Broncos. Pretty high on the Denver Broncos. Have them finishing with double-digit wins, 10-6, finishing the season. Drew Locke, big fan of him. I know we didn't see too much of him, but I'm a believer in Drew Locke. I think he'll do very good, especially with the weapons that he has surrounding him. Philip Lindsay, Melvin Gordon, Noah Font, who else? Courtland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler. I'm excited to watch this Broncos team. Young, exciting. I think they'll do very good. Jawan James opted out, which is kind of a hit to that O-line. But they drafted a new... but they picked up Graham Glasgow. And he's very solid guard. They have Garrett Bowles, Dalton Risner. They drafted a new center this year. So I'm excited to watch this offense for sure. And not to mention, their defense is very, very good as well. Mike Purcell, Jarrell Casey, Bradley Chubb, if he can stay healthy, obviously a beast, and Von Miller. Love those linebackers. And Alexander Johnson, who I think got an extension. Might be incorrect about that, but they were smart to extend him if they did. Alexander Johnson, very underrated, very, very good player. Same thing with their their safeties and corner. They have a bunch of underrated guys on this team. Bryce Callahan, underrated. Kareem Jackson, underrated. Justin Simmons, still underrated. Ejibuye wasn't the same since Saxonville. But, I mean, still okay. He's definitely a good CB3, so I'm not too worried about that. So, big fan of Denver this season. They're going to be my honorary team, so anytime they don't play Washington this year, I'll be rooting for Denver. And finishing with a record at 14-2, winning the AFC West, Kansas City Chiefs. You can't deny the greatness of Patrick Mahomes II. He's an absolute beast, already a Super Bowl champion, already MVP. I just pray that he doesn't go down, because I don't think this team is succeeding with Chad Henne at QB. They have absolute weapons like crazy. Especially, I'm a big fan of Clyde Edwards-Helaire this season. Especially with LeSean McCoy going to Tampa, Damian Williams opting out. So yeah, I think he'll do very good this season. Their line, also very good. One of the bigger names opted out for them. Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, he opted out. He has something to do with the medical field. Not sure what he does exactly, but I think he's very, very good. So it's kind of a rough player to be opted out, but they have a guy that's pretty good to fill in for him, Kelechi Osemele. They have Eric Fisher still have Mitchell Schwartz, Travis Kelce, great blocker, great pass catcher, and you know what's up. And then on the receivers, they got Tyreek, obviously. They have Mecole Hardman, Sammy Watkins. So yeah, another very good receiving core. And on the defensive side, also pretty solid. The head coaches and executives understood that they would have won the Super Bowl in Mahomes' second season if the defense was better, because they forced Mahomes to put up 50 points a game in order to win. But and they definitely added players like Juan Thornhill, for example. Big fan of him. Very good safety last season. Only in his second season. So yeah, I'm excited about this this Kansas City team. Once again, you gotta be, you know. I mean, there's not too much not to like about the team. They obviously still have Chris Jones, and they have who's the linebacker back there? I can't even remember. Anthony Hitchens, that's the linebacker I was thinking of. They also have Willie Gay, linebacker rookie. He was one of the bigger stars of the combine. He broke a few records for linebackers, so I think that's a good pickup as well. They have Frank Clark, Chris Jones, and they also have Tyrann Mathieu, who was an All-Pro player last season. So yeah, I think they'll do good. Love that safety duo of Tyrann and Juan Thornhill. But other than that, corners, they're a little eh. But Charvarius Ward, I think he'll do good. They should have him starting, I think, over the rookie who they have currently starting. But other than that, yeah, Kansas City Chiefs. I think that's a pretty safe bet to have the Chiefs in first place. On to the NFC. Starting with the East, and coming in last in the NFC East. Man, seems like, when is this gonna end? You know, sucks. Washington football team coming in last place with a record of 14-12. Is that too generous for them? I think I have them upset somebody. I think I have them upset like the Rams or something. I don't really remember. But I have Washington football team finishing last in the NFC, East, and finishing at a record of 4-12. I mean, it's such a weird team. I mean, what to do with Alex Smith? It's just, I don't know. And then, who else? Yeah, it's just like, I mean, they have the ability to go and, get second in the division, if all the players mesh well, play together. Because, the names on this team aren't bad, especially on defense. They're not bad at all. It's just a matter of, can we put it together or not? And most of the time, the answer to that question would be no. But, I mean, you never know. But, unfortunately, I don't have them doing amazing. Obviously, winning four games isn't nothing to brag about. Dwayne Haskins, just such a... I don't know what to think about him. I still don't. Obviously, he was in a terrible system last year. We have a new head coach. We have a new DC. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. Running back, Adrian Peterson was released. So I guess they like the younger guys. Antonio Gibson, the rookie from Memphis, supposedly is going to be our starter. Him or Peyton Barber, not sure. On the receivers, we have Terry McLaurin, who was a beast last season. And then Steven Sims as our two. Kind of scary. As our three, Antonio Gandy-Golden was one of the rookies that I actually liked and coming into the draft, so I do like him. The line, though, kind of scary, other than Brendan Schreff. Defense, you actually got some pretty good players on defense. Kendall Fuller and Landon Collins are probably definitely the two best on the in the secondary, but Ronald Darby was okay as well. Cole Holcomb, linebacker, had a pretty underrated rookie season last year. Thomas Davis, he's just kind of old. He's not very good. But the D-line is where, like, you start to get into, like, the guys that, like, pretty good. Like, pretty damn good. Chase Young, Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, Ryan Kerrigan, Montez Sweat, and Matt Ioannidis. One of the best defensive lines in the league. That's not me being biased. That's just facts. And then special teams, kind of underrated as well. Tress Way was one of the best punters last year. Dustin Hopkins had a pretty good success rate when kicking. So, I mean, we'll really have to see what happens. I'm very interested to watch, especially our defense this season. I think our defense is going to be pretty good. Moving on, third place in the NFC East, I have the New York Giants finishing with a record at 5-11. One win better than the Washington football team. Daniel Jones, another interesting quarterback there in Daniel Jones. What is he going to do without, like, a weapon like Odell? Or can Evan Engram stay healthy? He would be that number one guy, I would think. But I don't know. Evan Engram's had some injury issues his whole career, so I'm not sure how great he's going to do. Saquon Barkley, obviously a beast. One of the front runners for Offensive Player of the Year. Could be a front runner for MVP, but I don't think his supporting cast is good enough to win the Giants that many games, so I don't know. Nate Solder opted out for them, which is kind of a hit, but they drafted Andrew Thomas, so hopefully he can step in that place. Darius Slayton, I'm a big fan of Slayton this season. I think he'll emerge as that number one receiver for New York this season. They obviously still have Sterling Shepard as well. And on defense, I like Dexter Lawrence. Leonard Williams, getting paid way too much, but he's still pretty solid. Marcus Golden, he was pretty underrated a few years ago, but now he's just like another role player. He's okay. Blake Martinez, not very good. He just gets a bunch of tackles. And then for the corners, Peppers as a safety is good. Logan Ryan as a safety is good. But their corners aren't very good. James Bradbury, though, that's not terrible. And they had to get rid of DeAndre Baker. I'm not sure. I don't think they got rid of him, actually. He's, like, I don't know what he's doing right now. What would they put him as? Like, because he didn't opt out. Maybe he was just on a practice squad, like, waiting for his thing to be up. But, yeah, we knew what happened with DeAndre Baker, Quentin Dunbar. You know, I feel like I'd say it every episode. And they had to get rid of Aldrick Rosas, their kicker. And they added Graham Gano from Carolina. So that's the New York Giants. Not too many exciting players aside from Saquon and Slayton, who I'm looking forward to watching. Coming in second, finishing 500 in the NFC East, I have the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, it's about health for them here. It's about health for the Eagles. Carson Wentz, can you stay healthy? Receivers, can you stay healthy? I mean, Jalen Reagor is already injured. He's probably going to be out for about 3 to 4 weeks. So I don't even know who their third wide receiver is going to be now. they have Alshon and DeSean Jackson as their 1 and 2. I don't know. Alshon hasn't been the same since he left Chicago a few years back. Zach Ertz, obviously very, very good still, and Dallas Goedert as well. I think they should probably run a 2 tight end set and 2 wide receiver set, aside from 3 wide receiver and 1 tight end, but that's just me. Or maybe even 2 running back set, 2 tight end. I don't know. We'll have to see. Miles Sanders, people were like saying maybe he would win Offensive Player of the Year. I don't know. Because the O-line's pretty beat up, so I don't know how good it's going to be. They still have Isaac Sayamalo. Jason Kelsey, Jason Peters, he's just kind of old. Lane Johnson, obviously, beast. Andre Dillard, hurt. Brandon Brooks, hurt. Some other guys, I think, as well. And then on the defensive side, they... I'm not sure how many players they added. Oh, they added Nickel Roby Coleman. Pretty solid. Darius Slay, top corner. So, yeah. They definitely made some additions on the defensive side. Fletcher Cox, kind of overrated. Don't come at me, Eagles fans, but I think he just is. Javon Hargrave, pretty good. Brennan Graham, solid player there. Linebackers, I don't know. Nothing really to be excited about on the linebacker core. Yeah, I don't know about... Linebackers aren't very good at all, actually. Who opted out for them? Marquise Goodwin, I know, opted out. Then there's a few players that are injured, unfortunately. Man. I mean, yeah, they made some good additions. I mean, their secondary is solid. Linebacker core, not very good. D-line's good. Me saying Fletcher Cox is overrated doesn't mean to say he's not good. Because, hey, he's very good. I just don't think he, like... I don't think he's on the same level of some of these other guys and some where some people put him. So, that's just my take. That means winning the NFC East is the Dallas Cowboys with a record at 11-5. I think this is the year that they put it together. Kind of like a Cleveland situation. Comes down to the quarterback, because he does have so many surrounding pieces. Zeke Elliott, Tony Pollard, one of the best running back duos in the league. Because when Zeke was out, Pollard was an absolute beast. And then they have one of the better or top two, maybe even the best wide receiver group in the league with Gallup, Cooper, and now CeeDee Lamb. Travis Frederick did retire due to his the cancer that he had when he was dealing with for a while when he was in the league. Hope he rests up well and is feeling better soon. But yeah, Dak Prescott is an interesting case. They have Andy Dalton back there in case he does get hurt or something like that. Hopefully he doesn't, but we'll have to see. On the defensive side, Leighton Vander Esch comes back. I hope that he can stay healthy. I'm hoping he can stay healthy because he was one of my favorite players to watch in his rookie season, especially. They still have Jalen Smith, added Everson Griffin, added Jarrell McCoy, but McCoy was hurt, unfortunately. Still have DeMarcus Lawrence. Got rid of Byron Jones. And they added Trayvon Diggs in the draft, brother of Stephon, for those who are unaware. Added Greg Zuerlein. That's a really good special teams addition there. And they also added to, if you watched my NFL draft review, I said this already, but I mentioned that Cowboys were one of my favorite drafts. The new center they drafted is supposedly pretty good. I like Neville Gallimore, Trayvon Diggs, and Reggie Robinson. I like all of those guys. Other than that, and CeeDee Lamb, obviously. But they had a few more picks, but those were the ones that really stood out to me. And I think all those guys will hopefully mesh well together, especially with the new hiring of ex-Green Bay Packer coach Mike McCarthy. So I'm excited to watch the Cowboys this season. On to the NFC North, and finishing in last in the NFC North, Detroit Lions, finishing with a record of 3-13. Stafford, I think he bounces back, being honest, but I don't think the defense is good enough at all to win enough games for them. So I don't know. They added DeAndre Swift. I guess he'll be the starting running back over Kerryon, but I'm not sure how that's going to end up. Should be an interesting battle in the backfield for those two. I think they should start Swift over Kerryon, if I'm being honest, if they're full rebuild mode. Let the rookie start. Kenny Galladay, Marvin Jones, but after those two wide receivers, they don't really have anything. TJ Hockenson, good tight end there. Only second season. I think he'll do pretty good. The line isn't very good, though. Their best is probably Frank Ragnow, I'd say. But, I mean, other than him on the line, they don't really have much at all. On defense, they got rid of Darius Slay. He's on the Eagles now, as I mentioned. So that's a big hit for them. The only safety that, like, interests me back there is Tracy Walker. And obviously Jeff Okuda, who they just drafted. But yeah, other than those two, they don't really have anything back there on the corner side. Desmond Trufant, he's a name, but he's like not very good anymore. D-line, same thing with D-line. Trey Flowers is pretty good. Their linebackers are probably their best position there, though. Jamie Collins, Gerard Davis, and Julian Okwara, I think, are definitely their best... depth wise and starting wise as well. So yeah, Detroit Lions, I mean, look forward to another not amazing season, but I mean, hey, if the defense can put it together, I think they can do something special. Maybe. I don't know. I'm a big believer in Stafford, though. I'm a big fan of his. He's on two of my fantasy teams too, so I hope he does well. Coming in the third spot in the NFC North, just missing the playoffs. Sorry, Chicago fans. Have you finishing at 9-7 and missing the playoffs by one game. Sorry. Trubisky. I don't know what's going to happen. Him and Foles, I do think Chicago made the right call having Mitch Trubisky start over Nick Foles. I hope he makes some improvements. Goes back to that Trubisky that we saw 2 years ago. He was pretty solid. Nowhere near Deshaun or Mahomes per se, but still pretty good. David Montgomery. I saw something where he was like injured or something, but I don't know if it's true. So maybe Tariq Cohen has to step up and be that running back number one. He's always been a running back two in Chicago, so I don't know how he'll do if he does have to take over that starting spot. For receivers and tight ends, you know that Chicago is notorious for signing trillions of tight ends and drafting, apparently, because they drafted Cole Kmet with their with Chicago's first pick. They took Cole Kmet in the second round. I don't even know where he went. Probably Iowa. If you don't know where a tight end goes, just say he went to Iowa. You might be correct on that. Line, the offensive line 2 years ago when they made the playoffs was absolutely stellar, and they have most of the same guys, but now they're just like not good, so it's kind of weird. Allen Robinson, interesting case for Allen Robinson. If he had like a Mahomes or a Watson or a Russell or really anybody else throwing to him, top five receiver, and you can quote me on that. The defense is where it's at, though. They have a lot of good names on here. Akeem Hicks, Cleo Mack, Roquan Smith, Danny Trevathan, Robert Quinn, who they just added, Eddie Jackson, Kyle Fuller. So yeah, they're stacked up there on the defensive side. Hopefully Roquan can stay healthy the whole season. Same with Mack. I don't know if any of these guys opted out. Eddie Goldman opted out, I know. That's the only one I can know. I can tell you off the top of my head, but that's kind of a big hit to them. Because he's always been solid for Chicago. So, kind of a staple over there for that defense in Chicago. So, I don't know. And they still have kicker issues, unfortunately. Coming in third in the NFC North, I have the Minnesota Vikings finishing with a record at 10-6. Minnesota Vikings got rid of Stephon Diggs. He's now with Buffalo. But they did draft Justin Jefferson, which is exciting. I think he'll be one of the better, definitely one of the better wide receivers out of this class. This wide receiver rookie class is absolutely deep. So to be top three is something special. And they still have Thielen as well. They run offense with a fullback, so they're not going to have two tight ends and three receivers like some might. And they still have Dalvin Cook and Alexander Mattison, who is a good duo there. Kyle Rudolph, he's been okay his whole career. Kind of lacks consistency, though, so there's that. Let's see. On the O-line, Ezra Cleveland they drafted, who I like as a rookie. I was hoping Washington would draft him, but they drafted somebody else. They drafted Sadiq Charles, who has, like, what is it? He has discipline issues, which we don't need, especially since we just got rid of Trent Williams. We don't need another offensive tackle with that type of stuff. But it's fine. Hopefully, the guys up there can set him straight. Defense, probably the best defensive end duo in the league, if I had to be honest. Danielle Hunter, Yannick Ngakoue. Big fan of Ngakoue. If Diggs was still there, this would be my honorary team, if I'm being honest. Because Ngakoue, you know, Diggs, you know, Maryland, you know. Okay. And the linebackers are good as well. Anthony Barr, Eric Kendricks. The defense alone for Minnesota is good enough to give you seven games. And the offensive is obviously pretty, pretty good. So, 10 games. 10 wins for them. I was saying in my draft review, still bringing this up, that this is one of my favorite, one of my underrated, secondaries. One of my most underrated secondaries. Mike Hughes, Jeff Gladney, Anthony Harris, Harrison Smith. I think they'll be one of the best in the league. Especially with Jeff Gladney there. I'm a big believer in him. I hope he doesn't, be terrible, because I mentioned Jeff Gladney's name in, every episode. So I hope he don't do bad. Opt out. The only player to opt out here looks like Michael Pierce on that D-line. But they already have two of the best defensive ends in the league, so that shouldn't be too much of a problem. Defensive tackle does lack a little bit, but it shouldn't be that big of a deal. And that means winning the NFC North. Second year in a row? Yeah, second year in a row. Green Bay Packers. Despite having wide receiver issues that they should have addressed but didn't, shockingly. And tight end issues, which they also didn't address. But luckily, Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So, is that what the Packers are thinking? Like, oh, they're the greatest quarterback of all time. He don't need no receivers. Great quarterbacks need great receivers. I mean, it's just go hand in hand. And I mean, I don't know. Whatever. Devontae Adams, beast. Alan Lazard, he's supposed to break out this season. That's what people are saying. Look forward to watching him. Maybe he'll turn it on. I don't really know. Offensive line is pretty good. Bakhtiari, just hold out on the penalties and you'll be good. And the running backs as well. Solid running back trio. Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, A.J. Dillon. Even though A.J. Dillon shouldn't have been drafted here, I don't know. I think he'll end up taking over Jamal Williams' spot as the running back two. Maybe even the one. I don't know. Aaron Jones, I feel like he's going to be a one season wonder. I hope it doesn't happen, but I don't know. I just have some sort of odd feeling that it might happen. And on defense, other than Kenny Clark on the D-line, they have literally nobody. But the linebackers are very good. Preston Smith, along with Za'Darius Smith and Christian Kirksey, all very good. And then on the corners, Jair Alexander, just don't get beat over the top and you're a beast. Kevin King, Adrian Amos, Darnell Savage. He's a savage. He's good, man. One of the more underrated rookies from last season. And the only player to opt out for them that's even notable is Devin Funchess. A receiver, of course. That's just what they needed, right? They needed another receiver to opt out. So, which gives them more receiver trouble, which is just not good at all. On to the NFC South. And finishing last in the NFC South, I have the Carolina Panthers. finishing with a record of 2-14. Sorry, Carolina. A little rough there. I don't know. Teddy Bridgewater, I mean, he scares me. Because if he goes down, they literally have nobody. I mean, they have Will Greer, who is good in college, but didn't really do anything when he had the chance to play in the NFL. And then P.J. Tucker, though, I mean, I guess the XFL didn't finish their season, but he was on pace to win the MVP for the XFL. So I'm interested to see what he does there if Bridgewater goes down. Hopefully he doesn't, though. Christian McCaffrey, he's where it's at. I think he'll do great this season. I think he'll do fantastic. Again, maybe he'll break his own record for receptions. Actually, no, probably not, because Bridgewater is definitely a better quarterback than Kyle Allen, I'll tell you that. DJ Moore as the one, I like that. Robbie Anderson, I don't know. Again, lacks consistency, so I don't really know. And the line isn't very good. They have some veterans, Matt Paradis, Russell Okung, but other than that, it's not looking too great. And on the defensive side, the line is pretty solid. Derek Brown, the rookie from South Carolina, Kawan Short, Brian Burns, those three are pretty good. Linebackers, the only one that I like is Tahir Whitehead, and he's not, like, that great. And especially on the cornerbacks and safety side, I like Dante Jackson, but other than that, really nobody. Jeremy Chinn, the rookie safety, if he has a chance to start over Trey Boston or Justin Burns, Justin Burris, sorry, I think he can be pretty good. But other than that, I mean, I don't think, yeah, I don't know. Carolina, nothing too exciting. I mean, what's his name? Who's their tight end now? Ian Thomas? Yeah, no, I don't think so. Other than McCaffrey, DJ Moore, nothing really exciting to watch, if I'm being honest. Coming in second place in the NFC South, I have the Atlanta Falcons, finishing with a record of 6-10. Matt Ryan, obviously, very, very good. Hayden Hurst, he has a new home in Atlanta, coming from Baltimore. Kind of unfortunate they get traded from probably a Super Bowl winner to a whole third place Atlanta Falcons. But it's fine. But I mean, I saw a quote from him. He said he has a big chip on his shoulder. He's hungry. He's ready. He's ready to dominate. I'm looking forward to it. Todd Gurley, great addition from the Falcons there. I wish my man Devontae Freeman was could have found a home while I'm speaking on the Falcons. I wish he could have found something, but I don't know. I mean, he's a little older now, but I'm not sure how much left he has in the tank, if I'm being honest. And the receivers outside of Julio and Ridley, great duo there, obviously. But the receivers outside of them, nothing really too exciting. And on defense, overall, if, like, all these players can, play their, like, if all these players can play how people know they can play, it's a pretty good defense. Tack McKinney, Grady Jarrett, Dante Fowler, Flavius Odoluokun, Deion Jones, hopefully he can stay healthy. Keanu Neal, hopefully he can stay healthy. Deion Buchanan, he's a little past his prime, I'd say. AJ Terrell, one of the bigger reaches in the draft, especially in the first round. Demonte Kazee, he led the league in interceptions not too long ago. I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting defense for sure. And like I said, if they can play like we know they can play, I mean, I think they have the facility to go win 10 games, 9 games, if I'm being honest. But very tough division, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Coming in on the NFC South, second place, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, finishing with a record of 12-4. So, Saints are winning. I have the Saints winning. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What a team. I mean, they're, like, if you were to ask, like, 2 years ago, like, what's the most irrelevant team, like, that gets, like, no media presence or anything like that, I mean, you'd probably say Jets, Buccaneers. I'd say Buccaneers. I mean, like, they're not, like, it's not, they're just, I mean, Tampa's not that big of a market. I mean, Miami has a bigger market. Jacksonville doesn't have a bigger market than Tampa. But I don't know. They've just been, like, not, like, they've just been okay. No one really talks about them for the last two seasons. But now, they have, like, more additions than bringbacks this year. Added Brady. That's the story of the offseason. They added three new running backs, Leonard Fournette, LeSean McCoy, Keyshawn Vaughn. Even though Ronald Jones is their guy, apparently, according to Bruce Arians. We'll see how that goes. One of the best receiving duos in the league, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, I'd say they're probably the best. And they also have good tight end trio, Rob Gronkowski. We'll see how he does. Media will probably push him to win comeback player of the year, but who knows. O.J. Howard as well, and Cameron Brate. Again, O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate need to stay healthy and be a little more consistent. And on the line isn't bad either. Ryan Jensen, Alex Kappa, Tristan Wirfs, the rookie. I think Wirfs is going to be pretty good, if I'm being honest. And the defense is pretty good as well. Two players I'm very high on this season are three players in the backfield of Tampa. Jamel Dean, Antoine Winfield, and Sean Murphy Bunting. If the NFL had some sort of most improved like the NBA did, I'd probably have Jamel Dean as one of my guys to put on that bracket for sure. Linebackers are great. Devin White, Jason Pierre-Paul, Lavonte Davis, Shaq Barrett, one of the best in the league, I'd say. And on the line, they have Dominican Sue and Vita Vea and Khalil Davis, the rookie, he's all right. But yeah, they'll get plenty of media. Anytime they lose a game, they'll be like, is this the end of Tom Brady? No, it's not the end of Tom Brady. Tom Brady's literally immortal, okay? So calm down. Okay, NFC South. First place, you saw it coming. New Orleans Saints. Very good, all-around team. They know how to draft, even not having a first-round draft pick. They have Drew Brees, absolute beast. To back him up, they have Winston and Taysom Hill, probably the best quarterback trio in the league. Alvin Kamara, Latavius Murray, Ty Montgomery, also very good. I mean, they know how to do depth in this squad. And they run a fullback offense, so they're not going to have Latavius Murray out there instead of Mike Burton or like a different tight end or a third wide receiver. They have Jared Cook, Adam Trautman, one of the better, probably, I don't know if I'd say he's better than Cole Kmet, but he's probably probably top three tight end from the rookie class this season. Tight ends in this rookie class, very slim pickings for tight ends. In wide receivers, they obviously have Michael Thomas, legend, beast. I don't care what you say, he can run slants all the game. He's still going to break millions of records every season, so it doesn't matter. Emmanuel Sanders, another good addition for them. And on the defensive side, Cameron Jordan, beast. Sheldon Rankins, he's a little older now, not as good as he used to be, but he's still all right. Marcus Davenport, sorry. Hopefully he can stay out of injury trouble. Because if he does, he's a beast. Demario Davis somehow made the All-Pro team last season. Not to say he wasn't good, but there was a lot better options, I'd say. They also have Zach Bond, the rookie from Wisconsin, I want to say. And then their, what is it? Their secondary is very good. I really like their secondary. Janoris Jenkins, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Or no, yeah. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I'm sorry, it just sounds weird. Malcolm Jenkins, Marshawn Lattimore, Marcus Williams, DJ Swanger, Patrick Robinson. Very good. And they have one of the better special teams in the league as well. So, I think, are we on to our last one? I think we are. Last team, or last division, sorry. Yeah, we are. All right. NFC West fans, thank you for waiting this long if you did. If not, who cares? Well, we're on your team now. We're on to your division now. Coming in last in the NFC West, I have the Los Angeles Rams. Crazy to think that they're like the worst team in their division now that, I mean, they went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Almost won it. They lost by 10 points. I mean, if Todd Gurley or whoever just punched in one touchdown, would have been like, I don't know, would have been a, I think the NFL would look a lot different right now. But yeah, I have the Rams finishing with a record of 6-10 and last in the NFC West. Jared Goff just hasn't been the same since he lost that Super Bowl. They got rid of, or they released Todd Gurley. They added Cam Akers, who I'm high on. They have Tyler Higbee through, who at the end of the season was very, very good. Another very good wide receiver trio here. Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Van Jefferson, and Josh Reynolds as well, if you want to throw in a fourth. So, yeah, Jared Goff, I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, I'd say like every team, the comes down to how the quarterback plays, but I mean, that's just football. That's going to happen. On defense, their D-line is, I mean, outside of Aaron Donald, second best player in the league. Outside of him, nothing really too exciting. The Michael Brockers trade with Baltimore fell through, so they still have him. He's okay, but like he's not like something that's like exciting. I don't know. Aaron Donald, I mean, do your thing, man. You're gonna carry this defense like you have. They got rid of freaking Marcus Peters for Kenny Young, and Kenny Young isn't even listed as a starter on this website, so whatever. Taylor Rapp, John Johnson, Jalen Ramsey, like that trio of safeties and corners back there. I think they'll be pretty good this season, especially Taylor Rapp. He was a rookie last season, for those who don't know. I think he'll do pretty good. But if Jared Goff can head back to that Super Bowl Los Angeles team, I think the Rams can finish. I don't know. I mean, if I had to place a bet on a division where all the teams go to the playoffs, because that can happen now with the 7 seed, it would definitely be this one. And coming in at third place in the NFC West, missing out on the playoffs, the Arizona Cardinals with a record of 500. I feel like people are overrating this team big time. Not to say that they won't improve, because I think they will improve. They're going to win, what would it be? How many wins did they have last season? Five or six? Something like that? Kyler Murray, I don't know what to think about him. People are placing big-time MVP bets on Kyler. I don't know how that's going to work out. This is the first time we're seeing this trio of Kyler, Kenyon, and DeAndre play, and people are like really, really high on it, and I don't really know where to put the Cardinals in terms of like power rankings or whatever. Man, they play in a tough division too, so it's hard to say. Their line isn't very good. Kenny Drake has been a pass catcher his whole life, so I'm not sure how pass catching back and a scrambling quarterback are gonna work. So I don't know. Receivers are good. Andy Isabella, Larry Fitz, DeAndre Hopkins, Christian Kirk, all pretty good. And then on defensive side, nothing too exciting on the D-line, but Isaiah Simmons, oh boy. I love Isaiah Simmons. I think he'll be very good. Probably one of the best defensive players in the NFL within 2 or 3 years. And alongside him on the linebackers, he has Chandler Jones, Devondre Campbell, Jordan Hicks. Really good linebacker core there. And they still have Patrick Peterson. They have Byron Murphy. And they just paid Buda Baker big time money to stay here in Arizona. So he's going to be their starting free safety, obviously. don't know. The line worries me. Kyler won Rookie of the Year, but did he deserve it? Probably not. There were some guys there that were a lot better than Kyler, from being honest. Josh Jacobs, A.J. Brown, Terry McLaurin, probably wouldn't say Terry was better. DK Metcalf, maybe. I don't know. I mean, yeah, he was probably top three, but I mean, like, I don't know if he deserved it. So, finishing in second place in the NFC West, San Francisco 49ers, with a record of 11-5. They won't make the playoffs, though, so don't worry. Jimmy Garoppolo, overrated. He's not top 20. Don't care what you have to say. That line and the receivers and the running backs and his supporting cast carry him. Raheem Mostert, I think he's bound for a breakout season. I think he'll do good. He had a little something where he wasn't with the team for, like, a day or two, and then they, like, paid him, or, like, I don't know. I don't even know what happened, but it was some contract controversy with Raheem Mostert. And they still have Tevin Coleman and Jarrett McKinnon, so good trio there. And Kyle Juszczyk, best fullback in the league. On the receivers, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. It's all right. I mean, it's not, like, incredible. Like, they're not near the Seahawks or near the Cardinals or even the Rams. I'd say the worst wide receiver core in this division, I'd say. But they do have George Kittle. We'll see how he does. We'll see if he can submit himself as the best tight end league. I mean, whether him and Kelsey like it or not, people are going to compare them for the rest of their careers. And on the line, they added Trent Williams. They got Ben Garland. Blake and Tomlinson still there. Mike McGlinchey is pretty good. So, yeah, good line as well. And on defense, this is even better. Eric Armstead, they paid him big time. They have Dee Ford. They have Solomon Thomas. Javon Kinlaw, they drafted. They have Nick Bosa, defensive rookie of the year last season. Could win defensive player of the year this season. Dre Greenlaw, who was pretty solid last season. Quan Alexander, Richard Sherman, Jaquiski Tartt, Jimmy Ward, Akilah Witherspoon as well. Jason Verrett. I mean, they definitely have names back there. I don't know who. I feel like they got rid of somebody, like, kind of big, but I just can't. DeForest Buckner. He's on Indy now. So they got rid of DeForest Buckner. I think a better cornerback, like a big name cornerback, would put them ahead of Seattle. But I don't know. I don't know. It's tough to say. But yeah, I still like San Fran. I think they might win a playoff game this season as a sixth seed. We'll have to see. So that, finishing off the NFC West, I have Seattle Seahawks winning it with a record of 13-3. Russell Wilson, beast. Adaptability, genius. Especially with that O-line, not very good. They have Chris Carson. Hopefully he worked on his fumble troubles that he had. Exciting wide receiver core for sure. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Josh Gordon. Added him back. And then on the defensive side, D-line, not amazing. Okay, though. Bobby Wagner, KJ Wright, Jordan Brooks, and Shaquille Griffin. Actually, no, Shaquille Griffin's in the corner. What am I saying? But the other Griffin twin, he was released, I think. Or maybe he's on the practice squad. I'm not really sure. But I know he was, like, some sort of move was made with him by the Seattle. So, good linebackers. Corners, very good. Shaquille Griffin, Quentin Dunbar, Trey Flowers. Safety is very good as well. Quandre Diggs. And, of course, one of the biggest moves of this offseason, Jamal Adams. And they had to get rid of Bradley McDougal. But I'm sure the Seattle was perfectly fine with that. They have one of the best young, actually, I can't really say that because I don't know how old Jason Myers is. I was going to say they have one of the best young special teams in the league, but I can't really say that. So, yeah. And they also have Greg Olsen and Will Dissly, who's both okay. Will Dissly is better than Greg Olsen, though. I'll tell you that. So, yeah, that's going to wrap up this episode. I will go over the playoff seeding, though. So, in the NFC, or the AFC, sorry. AFC, first seed, Kansas City Chiefs. They're going to get a bye. Second seed, Baltimore. Third seed, Buffalo. Fourth seed, Tennessee. Five seed, Pittsburgh. Sixth seed, Denver. Seven seed, Cleveland, and just missing out. We have the Colts, the Raiders, and the Patriots. And then on the NFC side, first seed, I have the Saints. They'll get a bye. Second seed, Seattle. Third seed, Green Bay. Fourth seed, Dallas. Five seed, Tampa. Sixth seed, San Fran. Seven seed, Minnesota. And just missing out, I have the Bears, Cardinals, and the Philadelphia Eagles. Jeez. I mean, if you listen to this whole episode, you are something else for sure. Because this is by far my longest episode. And it was a very fun one to make at that. I got more NFL content coming at you on Wednesday. So look out for that. I don't really have much else to say. Except look out for the next episode. It's going to be my awards predictions. The final draft order. In the playoff bracket. So if you're looking for the playoffs, got to wait until Wednesday. If you're listening to this on, what's today, Monday? Yeah, happy Labor Day, by the way. And that golf, before I recorded this, I watched the golf. Really fun. Exciting finish for there. I'm in a small fantasy golf league. I'm in second right now, trying to make something happen with my last few picks. But yeah. All right. Yeah, that's going to wrap it up. Like, subscribe, follow. Give me a 5-star. Turn on the notifications. You know, the whole thing. I talked way too much today. Sorry. Bye.